Now a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. In likeness of Telemachus, she went throughout the town, and approaching one and another man, gave them the word, bidding them meet by the swift ship at eventide. Noemon next, the gallant son of Phronius, she begged for a swift ship, and this he gladly promised. Now the sun sank, and all the ways grew dark. Then she drew the swift ship to the sea, and put in all the gear that well-benched vessels carry. She moored her by the harbor's mouth. The good crew gathered round about, and the goddess heartened each. Then a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. She hastened to the house of princely Odysseus. There, on the suitors, poured sweet sleep, confused them as they drank, and made the cups fall from their hands. They hurried off to rest throughout the town, and did not longer tarry, for sleep fell on their eyelids. Then to Telemachus spoke clear-eyed Athena, calling him forth before the stately hall, likened to Mentor in her form and voice. "Telemachus, already your mailed comrades sit at the oar and wait your word to start. Let us be off, and not lose time upon the way." Saying this, Pallas Athena led the way in haste, he following in the footsteps of the goddess. And when they came to the ship and to the sea, they found upon the shore their long-haired comrades, to whom thus spoke revered Telemachus. "Up, friends, and let us fetch the stores. All are collected at the hall. My mother knows of nothing, nor do the handmaids either. One alone had my orders." So saying, he led the way. The others followed after. And bringing all the stores into their well-benched ship, they stowed them there, even as the dear son of Odysseus ordered. Then came Telemachus aboard. But Athena led the way, and at the vessel's stern she sat her down, while close at hand Telemachus was seated. The others loosed the cables, and coming aboard themselves took places at the pins. A favorable wind clear-eyed Athena sent, a brisk west wind that sang along the wine-dark sea. And now Telemachus, inspiriting his men, bade them lay hold upon the tackling, and they hearkened to his call. Raising the pine wood mast, they set it in the hollow socket, binding it firm with forestays, and tightened the white sail with twisted oxhide thongs. The wind swelled out the belly of the sail, and round the stem loudly the rippling water sang as the ship started. Onward she sped, forcing a passage through the waves. Making the tackling fast throughout the swift black ship, the men brought bowls brimming with wine, and to the gods that never die and never have been born, they poured it forth, chiefest of all to her, the clear-eyed child of Zeus. So through the night and early dawn did the ship cleave her way.
This ends Disc 1.